neighborhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police have received electronic devices belonging to suspended police minister Senzong Hunu as part of an ongoing investigation. Hunu was placed on special leave earlier this year while a probe began into the disbandment of KZN's political killings task team. His spokesperson, Stembi Somshengus, confirmed that he voluntarily handed over his devices to SAPS investigators last night.
The minister received a call notifying him that the police would like to come to his official residence in order to execute their search and seizure warrant.
He says the minister insists he has nothing to hide.
Hence, he gave his gadget without any fear, simply because he believes that there is nothing to hide in all the gadgets that he uses.
Hunu says he welcomes the investigation, adding that due process will show his actions have been lawful and ethical. President Cyril Ramaphosa said in July that he was placing Hunu on an immediate leave of absence, pending an inquiry into allegations of political and criminal interference in the SAPS made by KZN police head Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. In other developments, former Public Enterprises Minister Malusi Gigaba is due to appear in a Pretoria court in connection with a state capture investigation into Transnet. Gigaba handed himself over to an investigating directorate IDAC this morning. In a post on social media earlier, the former minister said that he didn't know the nature of the charges yet. Mangaliso Kumalo's filed this report for Newswatch.
Dr. Malusi Gigaba says he'll honour the summons and appear before the court as required. The charges form part of the ongoing state capture-related prosecutions involving procurement contracts at Transnet. The Zonda Commission recommended that charges be brought against Gigaba for advising Transnet to proceed with the multi-billion rand locomotive orders. Gigaba signed as a witness when former Transnet CEO Brian Molefe signed a contract for 95 locomotives in 2012, a deal that was found to have been irregular. It was followed by an additional 400 units in 2014. It was tied to contacts with companies in China. The costs are reportedly over 54 billion rand. Gigaba served as the Minister of Public Enterprises from 2010 to 2014. He says he played no direct role in awarding procurement contracts, emphasizing that such decisions rested with the board and executive leadership of the state-owned entity. The NPA has not yet provided full details of the charges. Mangaliso Kumalo, Newswatch, Johannesburg.
Explosions have been heard near the Sudanese capital of Khartoum. It comes a day after the paramilitary rapid support forces agreed to a humanitarian truce. Responding to the proposal from the US and Arab powers, the RSF said it would be open to talks on stopping the hostilities. Both the paramilitary and the Sudanese army have agreed to various ceasefire proposals during their 2.5-year-old war, but none have succeeded. More than 150,000 people have been killed and close to 12 million displaced in the fighting. Fierce battles were triggered recently by the paramilitary's capture of the city of Al-Fashir, which dislodged the army from its last stronghold in the western Darfur region. And finally, East Coast Radio's Big Favour season of sharing has been given a boost of 100,000 rand. KZN Social Development made the pledge this morning, pushing donations up to 760,000 rand. MEC Mbalishinga says in a province with large rural communities, initiatives like these are important for the festive season.
We understand that some families are less fortunate. So at this time, we call upon all businesses, all private sector to partner with us and the East Coast Radio. Whatever donation, however, nothing is small, it all goes towards a meaningful contribution.
Teams of volunteers will continue to man the phone lines until 6 this evening at Pick and Pay Hyper by the Sea in Durban North. Team leader of the telethon lines, Amahle Magubane.
You know, in the broader context, South Africa is a collectivist culture and we love to come together during the festive season, especially with December coming up. And I think it's very important that people are happy, people are fed, and they can all enjoy a good Christmas. So such initiatives are really great to bring families and communities together.
Another look at our lead story. Police have received electronic devices belonging to suspended police minister Senzong Hunu as part of an ongoing investigation. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.